This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Even the greatest minds, the greatest writers can say the stupidest things and can think the stupidest thoughts. And Tolstoy, when he wrote that all families are alike, he said one of the stupidest things ever said. All families are alike. Really? No family is the same. No church is the same. No person is the same, truly. Now, every family, every church shares themes and thrusts, but each story is unique. And Tolstoy was wrong big times. All families are not alike. That said, Tolstoy was right. There are only a few stories that we all rewrite in our own way. So in some way, but not in the most important way, but in some way, he is right that all families are alike. All families involve stories of love and betrayal. All families involve stories of joy and pain. All families involve stories of winning and losing. And that's why every church is unlike every other church, but every church is like every other church. Stories of love and betrayal, joy and pain, winning and losing. So every church is different, but every church is the same. Shared age-old themes and schemes, generosity and jealousy, courage and cowardice. Each one plays itself out, but in an original way. And so the body of Christ manifests itself and expresses itself in a multitude of ways and forms, not just one embodiment. There are many embodiments, and the congregational form is only one embodiment because there are table churches now and house churches and many different kinds of churches. But all the same, but all different. God made you to tell a story with your life. It's a story that is one of a kind, but it's a story that is like other stories, with grief and pain and winning and losing and courage and cowardice and loss and hurt. But every life story is worth telling, and you need to tell your story. God designed your story to be a masterpiece, especially if Jesus is the author and the Spirit your editor. Remember, whoever is the authority of your life is your author. Author and authority are the same word. So if Jesus is your authority, then he will be your author, and the Spirit will be your editor. And every one of your life stories, every epic narrative, and that's what it is, involves the same thing as everybody else's: struggle, frustration, failure, defeat. You don't have a hero story without a moment of defeat, Sturm und Drang, storm and stress. They all have them, and you will have them. The question is how you deal with them. So tell your story. Now, I said story, I didn't say anecdote. God gave your life to be a story, not an anecdote. What distinguishes an anecdote from a story? In an anecdote, there is no change. The narrative is static. It's flat. In a story, the characters experience a change or alteration or transfiguration in the course of the narrative. It's a dynamic, not a static narrative. It has ups and downs. It has lows and highs. It has long stretches and then short stretches. So the question for you, will your life story be an anecdote or a story? Will you have and live an anecdotal life or a storied life? God made your life to be storied, not anecdotal. Be a story.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Arthur Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.